Elvis Aaron Presley, the case for Elvis being alive or dead. Many people are disturbed by the fact that Elvis's name is spelled wrong on his grave. Actually, it isn't, it is spelled the same way as on his birth certificate. This argument points to the fact if he was really dead, his father would have corrected the error, but he really didn't care because he knew his son was alive. They also point to the fact the name was wrong on the birth certificate, and Elvis's father went through a lot of trouble to correct it. Elvis had requested he be buried next to his mother. Yet he is buried between his father and grandmother. The argument here is the people close to him would have respected his wishes if he had really died. In reality, he was buried next to his mother until another relative was buried in between. The original death certificate listing Elvis at £250 has disappeared, and a new one lists Elvis at £170 at the time of death. People say this is because Elvis is alive and was embarrassed at his weight gain. 2 hours after Elvis's death was announced publicly, a man who reportedly looked remarkably like Elvis purchased a ticket for Buenos Aires, paid in cash, and used the name John Burroughs, the same name Elvis had used as an alias several times before. Elvis had a book collection that disappeared mysteriously right after his death. Some say this was proof that he was alive and took the books with him. At Elvis's last show in Indiana in 1977, he bid everyone adios. This is the same as saying goodbye as against saying see you again, or see you soon. No more suits were ordered after Elvis's last show. Did this mean he was getting ready to leave? Elvis had signed an unusual contract with NBC that paid him much cash up front for his tour. He called a friend named Miss Foster and said he wasn't going on the tour. She took and passed a polygraph test on this issue. He let several employees go a couple of days before his death who he had relied upon for a long time. Elvis had a former girlfriend named Lucy DeBarbon, and a day after Elvis's death she received a single rose in the mail with a note that said it was from El Lancelot, a pet name known only to the two of them. He had faked his death once before by having someone shoot him with blanks while he was wearing a blood pack. Dr. Donald Hinton, a psychiatrist in Kansas City, Missouri, has co-written a book, The Truth About Elvis Aaron Presley, in his own words. He claims the other co-writer is Elvis himself. He also claims Elvis faked his death and it took him 3 years to sober up. He described Elvis as having white hair and plastic surgery, and being protected by undercover cops. Hinton says Elvis came to him for treatment for arthritis in 1997. The arthritis must have been driving him crazy, just a little joke since Hinton was a psychiatrist. Why would Elvis want to disappear? Many think Elvis cooperated with the authorities against organized crime. Some say he lost $10 million in a deal with the company that, as it turned out, had links to organized crime. They think by his going to the authorities, he put his life in danger. Others state Elvis had become a prisoner in his own home, due to his unprecedented popularity and couldn't take it anymore. The case for Elvis being dead, in an NBC Network television news report the evening of August 3, 1997, which was a few days prior to the 20th anniversary of Elvis's death, it was stated publicly Elvis did not die of a drug overdose, but of a massive heart attack. This program also claimed Elvis had serious physical ailments, and was forced to take large doses of addictive medicine. It is also said he was taking steroids, and this caused him to fracture 3 cervixes in his spine. They say his arteries were equal to that of an 80-year-old man. An autopsy was performed on Elvis. The official cause of Elvis's death is listed as heart arrhythmia, basically a heart attack. Gladys Presley, Elvis's mother, died of hepatitis at 46 years old. She suffered from the onset of obesity in her 40s, much the same as Elvis. The following is a list of Elvis's ailments supposedly found at the time of the autopsy. Heart disease. The autopsy revealed Elvis suffered at least 3 heart attacks before the final one. Cancer of the liver and bone. Elvis believed he had cancer, and at least one of his doctors, according to Elvis, diagnosed it. It was said to be caused by pernicious anemia, coming from a genetic liver disease. Erythematous lupus, this is a painful and sometimes deadly disease. There is both an outer epidermal form of it and a type that affects the internal organs. Elvis had both, although for him it was mostly an internal malady. Hypertension and high blood pressure, diabetes, insomnia, a chronic, hereditary clinical disorder. Glaucoma, this is an extremely painful eye condition which is the third leading cause of blindness in the US cluster. Migraine, headaches, enlarged and obstructed colon, caused severe constipation. Elvis's colon was actually deformed. He was born with this abnormality. A partial colon bypass, 3 compressed spinal fractures, severe artery deterioration, a suppressed immune system. Here is a statement from an article which appeared in the Salt Lake City Tribune on January 29, 1978. The Tribune has learned toxicologists based at the University of Utah have completed laboratory studies of autopsy specimens from the body of Elvis Presley and have found that 11 drugs were present in the singer's system at the time of his death. In the Albert Goldman biography, Elvis: The Last 24 Hours, Elvis's uncontrollable bowels as is forced to wear diapers in the final days. Elvis was born with an enlarged colon that caused him major problems. He inherited severe insomnia and was forced to take Valium. Elvis was found dead on August 16, 1977, at age 42 years, in the bathroom at Graceland, at least that was what we were told.